push Bobo to push the Kirash. He hit the Rash. The Pasuk says, Veshkisa to Eidav et Biram. He gave Faisal an animal to drink. The Pasuk later said again, Vatesha Eidav et Biram. He gave the animal to Faisal what to drink. Said Rashi, bring down the Pasuk and the Medrash. What's the point of saying that he gave the animals what to drink? What's the Yisrael? What's the Pasuk come to you? Torah Pasuk on the Moinah Shayyusrael. Baruch Hu, the Torah has Rachmanis on the Moinah Shayyusrael. Back to my Rambam Chadir. The reason why these animals drink is because in the Tzav Balachai. Why is Rashi bringing down the measure saying that Tzav Torah Chasam on Tzav Yisrael will create these animals on Tzav Balachai? Why is the Tzav Eitzel and Rosh Hashanah that Chav Zayin? He brings down to Yidua that one of the Mormon offers that says that by a case of Tzav, Torah says Pino, that the Koyin, the Bayis, what happens by a case of Tzav and the Bayis, the Pasuk says, first take out the Kalim, and then the coin to say the bias becomes common. There's a Gemara in office, why? So why in the world do we have a drosh over here? Well, this is passed by a kuka, besides the Indra, besides Tara Fossum, before the Marmokum is earlier in Vehikula, by the case of Pinas the bias. So Marmokum, Chodev, Emma Tapa Asim, Sechem, and Vo'id, Paratus, the one answer, it really depends if Tabal Tara is Indra Volum or is it Indra Aisel. If you're on top of the Chaim of Zindra Abolim, so you have the right of the Tesh Eder of the Eero, therefore that's been right from the Pino of the Bayis. Lash Egev, you hold the top of the Chaim of Zindra, therefore the Tesh Eder of the Eero is Mitzad Tzab al Chaim, and not Mitzad Tzab al Chaim of the Eero. It surely depends upon the Vakloike, it depends upon the Yom, you hold the top of the Chaim of Zindra Abolim of the Eero. That was the Sugi we saw yesterday, the Gemara on Shabbos, on the Kuf and Ches, on the Kuf and Dalla, on the Kuf Machlokes in the Gemara, it's about time to do Rabban the Reisel. Because the Sugya is in Eilu Siyah, there's an Omen over there, every pass in Tzav Lachaim is the Rabban the Reisel. Among the Rishonim, the Rambam, they call every pass in Tzav Lachaim and Meis is the Reisel. If the Rabban Kosh Mishpot is Simen Ein Reish Beis, he writes Tzav Lachaim is the Reisel, the Rishonim grew by Ossin, also Shabbos, the Simen Shinei brings down. But the case of Matkin Mephala, he says, we pass in Tzav Lachaim is in the Reisel. To be clear, we pass in Tzav Lachaim is the Reisel. Now, where is the Mamokim with the Reisel? The Gemara itself is not clear about the Reisel, so we pass him the Reisel, where is the Mamokim? The Gemara on Kuf Kokhez of Beis was custom with that animal fell into Amos Amayim. And the Gemara says he cannot do final, so therefore he pokeil with need and we vast him on follow. The Gemara says Tzav Lachaim is the Reisel. Says Rashi, where is the Mamokim? Rashi says the Mamokim, you know why? Agav Tazim Imo. You have animals at the back, the animals are carrying packages on the back. The lock is too heavy for them, and they're having problems. Pasuk, Torah says, "Azav Tazim." The side of Azav Tazim says, "You actually Tzav al Chaim." If you learn the Sugya Tzav Kuf Kokhez, there are 10 different Rishonim says in my book. In the Tzav al Chaim, the right of it. Listen on the page. Rich for the Miri, but always says, "Why Azav Tazim Imoy?" That's the makor for the Din Tzav al Chaim, the right of. And that's again the Mishnah by Osim. The Mishnah he brings down with the Marmokim. He says Avim was the Reisel. The Marmokim reports to Rashi is Azav Tazav Imoy. That's the Makor for the Reisel of Tzav al Chaim. There are other Makoris. We look at more about Mishnah that on page. Over there, the Shem seems to go with a different Pasuk or Loisachim Shah Badisha. It's not lost with the mouth of the animal. There's a place of independence over there. Mishnah says Alpha Lost on Moshe Sinai. The Chab Seifer wants to say it's Lichon together of Rachel v'Komasov. We say in Asher, Tov Hashem Akov, Rachel v'Komasov. The Kareem says it's the Nath of the Mitzvah of Alach to Bedrocho. Ma Hashem is as Rachmanis, is Rachel v'Komasov, you also should have Rachmanis. The Moshe of Moshe Grat, the Shuvah says that Fox is the right, only the least Fatidus. Nam Ikra did. And another man of living down, the Rambam, one of the Bukhman says, it's actually Spash, not Bolok. The fact that Bolok, this animal, the Osim, turned around and said, why did he hit me for? What's the Bayah for hitting him? Must be this is the Ma'amokim Tzav al Chaim that is in the Reisel. So again, we have different Makoris among the Shem with Makoris. The main Ma'amokim with Ma'amokim Kuf Chokhez, but we should move it down from the list of Shem. The main Ma'amokim with that, Azav Tazav Imoy. That's the Makor that is in the Reisel. In the Simen Shechaz, by the case of Muxon, on Sifla Metes, by Bal Chaim of Muxon, coming from Rodin, the Zezah Kiddush, the one time of the whole Makhlaik is Tzav al Chaim, you're on the Reisel, the Dafka be Mechol. In fact, by Shabbos, it says, you man, you know, Torah says you have to rest, and animals have to rest. It says, if you've been going to the Kola day, the Tzav al Chaim is in the Reisel. On Shabbos, the Kola day, no one argues. The man, you know, the fact that causing the animal to walk and carry and fluff and do things for you, that's Tzav al Chaim. And therefore, the Kola day from Shabbos is in the Reisel. I have this question anyone should ask. We just learned two separate sugya. My question afterwards. The Gemara Kufendala Bay is discussing with Neil's animal that he had on the back of the animal this dvash turned to wine, it's a vinegar. And the Gemara says, Maisi, let his animal die. If the animal dies, back to what Sablachim? He has Sablachim as Rabbanim. Prim Gunn was saying, Sablachim, the color day is a Shabbos of Dereiso. The Gemara is against the Prima God. What do you think? Well, they point out the Gemara Kufendala says, not the Kubik Gemara Kufendala Bay, the Sablachim Dereiso, the color day is. But the Maimokim Rishonim are saying, where's the Maimokim says Rishonim? As a Tazavim, what is the Maimokim Rishonim are saying, why? As a Tazavim, that's in the Chol, they don't bring down a Chol for the Maniyor. The Chol has two bomb kashas, they're asking the Prima Godim. One is Maimokim Zalchest, the Maimokim of Rishonim is as a Tazavim. And second, the Maimokim Nindala, the Gamil over there says, they let animal die, there's no Tazavim, even on Shabbos. So, numerous are couldn't come up with the answer, different Mahalkim's answer. One, the David Meshom would tell the Tal Torah, the one tangle. So the money milk is only given to your animal. Let's say it's another person's animal. If not, it's back to the old bow. It was double under ice. Therefore, the one tangle must be a Gamil's animal. It was not his animal. It must have been somebody else's animal. Therefore, it's not Tablachim the right. Tablachim the bomb. It's had somebody else's animal. If not, you'll be potter mitzad the money milk. Also, mitzad Tablachim and Kol Torah Kulo. What? Or, I know, that's you have to, that's the terrorist people on the Bob Cash the people on the Bush tomorrow. Another Malachal of the Ashur wants to answer in the Oris, which I want to answer. They want to hand a cloud. Who says all I say is Adoyfel, who says most of the stuff about the same of Lonai, all the Tassel will be dying the Cayman. Who says an Asay will be Doyfel? If it's Asay of Muchel of Maninuch and Muchel and Shabbos, only if it's Asay called Torah Kula, Sabbatachim, therefore, since we want to be doicha something, it's not even Shabbos, we do have Tabal Chaim. Be doicha, a lach, be doicha, the Vatkin Makala, even though it's Rabbonim, maybe the Chum will say Shabbat Chaim, it's not even Chum Vatkin Makala. Therefore, to answer the Gemara, since you want to be doicha something, you need to do Tabal Chaim, it's Makala, it's not something Miyukhan and Shabbos. The Samech comes along and answers, it's a different, interesting Mahal. Okay, what's the time of? It really depends what you hold by Shvitas Kalim. If you hold Shvitas Kalim, it's a din that a person has to, it can't not work in Shabbos. The Gemara says that if you hold Shvitas Kalim is also how can you cook a pot on Shabbos if you maski a pot? The Kalim does not work for you. So if the hold that the Shvitas Kalim is deraiso, that means who is the din of Shvitas Kalim upon? The Gavra, not the Kretzo. So it says, or Samech, if we hold Shvitas Kalim is din deraiso. Therefore, the Mani Noch is also a din deraiso, on who? On the person, not on the Kretzo, not on the animal. Therefore, the Prima Gun thinks the Mani Noch is on the animal because we pass him. Kalim is a din on the Kalim, therefore there's no din Shvitas Kalim, therefore the money milk is on the animal. But Gamliel, she talks, he holds the money, the Shvitas Kalim is in the Gavra, the money milk is on the Gavra, therefore we have no Ma'amokim, the Tabal Chaim Dereisa, but for the Ma'amokim, the money milk. According to Gamliel, we do have a Ma'amokim. That's what Samaric says. From Eshia, we had different requirements to answer the Kashi, from God, until Michael comes out, and we first of all, we're passing on all week, Shabbos Mechol, first thing Mechol, we're passing the Vadis Dereisa, as a Pazar. That's the Mishnah Berurah passing. And even on Shabbos, if you're going to want the title of Kol HaDeis, it's a din derech, so Asl Mani Noach. Now, by Tzav HaLachai, there are different types of tzaros of tzar an animal can have. The first thing to point out before they all apply to animals is first a tzar that on its guf, that itself has heavy packages, it's weighing it down. That might be pointed out as a Taz of Imoy, that's Nifl Nafasri. Once it is another type, it's not a physical tzar. More of a nafshi tzara, a tivi tzara, a hamas tzara. You might say, let's say you want to eat something, you do not let it eat something. It's not because it's a physical tzara. The El Maestro says, oh, the Rishon Bina Lo Sakram Shoah, but he said, there's zari to eat. All have to come together of tzara. When it goes, oisa ves, but no, you don't do shvit the same day, or by shloch hakan, that's also more of an emotional tzara. It's also different together of tzara. They point out by tzara by the time, there's three different levels of tzara by the time, and they say from the Rishon and the person, it all applies to the animals, whether it's the physical, the emotional, or the tivitic animal negates the tzar. They discuss, what about by killing an animal? Is it tzar by killing an animal? What's the shayla? It's more before Shulchan and Azayin or Beis. The Pitzchus Ben Yor, he went to go visit Rebbe. One says, Rebbe had Kundaisa Chavarka, had white mules in his house. And these white mules, it seemed, they kicked people, injured people, hurt people. And he had these mules in his house. So therefore, Pinchas Ben Yoreh says, when he saw Rebbe, he didn't want to go into his house, he wanted to visit him. He said, might you have mazikim inside your house? So he said, Rebbe, you know what? I'll sell the animals. I'll sell them to other people, and therefore you can come and visit me. He answered, no, lift the evil as he can mikshel. Other people will have these white mules. A second, he said, no, I'll be masked with these animals. So he said, again, Apostle Ben Yair, again, Mafrisha Hezekah. Fine, other people have it. Now, how can my dad cause Hezek? A third thing, he said, no, I'll be Oikud, I'll take out the spleen from its leg, and therefore won't be able to be kicked, it won't cause any Hezek. Says, no, says Rabbi Tzar Kalachayim. So it says, Apostle Ben Yair, you know what, I'll kill the animal. He's like, no, Paltashkas. Paltashkas. So the point out, what happened over here? Says, I'll have to read it, I'll be oikuret, rip out the spleen, tzavalachayim. So I'll kill it. No, baltashkas. Come on, Zavos, you're shooting another Yehuda. Let's read the Gemara. Again, the Gemara is saying, did oikuret and cause no tzavalachayim? Kill it, baltashkas. Why does it say the same reason, tzavalachayim? There's no Yehuda, it's clear. There's no tzavalachayim of Yisrael. Or she Gemara. No tzavalachayim of Yisrael. They put the Buddha in the Tshuva, Kiduah, and Tzionan, and the Yodesh, and the Yodesh, to go hunting. What is they going hunting? It's first it's got to decide about Tashkas. He said about Tashkas, first of all, you know about Tashkas. You want the skin, the or, make shoes out of it, leather out of it, no baya. But what he says, there's no in about Tashkas where something is heavy, you're going to use it anyway. But anyway, it's a Buddha Mikhaladim, knows you use the skins. They put the about Tashkas, anyway, you're not doing anything there about Tashkas, number one. And number two is, if you get the animal, you might get the skin, you can going to have it off from it. That's mitzvah balachayim, no problem going hunting. What about mitzvah balachayim? First it says, mitzvah, if you can use the skin, Allah tells the person, my son, motor. If you not use the skin is going to die. No din mitzvah balachayim by killing an animal. No din mitzvah balachayim. It says, so why should you go hunting? The first it says, you put yourself in the massive of sakonon, different from panos, it says you're allowed to. However, puts me there. You, a person will not be allowed to decide to serve either mishmatim or even nafshu seichem. What he says, because Akash Bokh would mask it Abu Nathan, which is what the Isra that is. But what he points out, time to kill animals, no reason to meet the Zachzorius. So he comes out, Ask Batashas and Tabalachim, no reason. He says, Meister, it's time to do for no reason, it's meet the Zachzorius. Rachel of Hamas, it was meet the Zachzorius. However, there is an Isra. What's the Isra? Shemat of Ojid Abseikum, a mask in Abu Nathan. They do point out, let's go through the Swaraj, they'll have to go fishing. Ask Batashas, Ask Tabalachim, there isn't. Out Sakona there isn't. Out Maskin of Nation there isn't. The only problem is with South Maskin of why I'm sorry. I might say not allowed camps to do go fishing. So before I'm not exactly sure why exactly go fishing. Before to go fishing, I'm taking that. He's dealing with the Mizak Zoris, which again is the Indian, the point. And my Sirasmo for myself. And the Israel Mo and the Rish called Gimel in our time discusses. She's the first thing to get new shoes or something made out of leather from animals or skin. She takes Kashi. So mobbing down, I really should not say it. Why the mice, even though Avadi Ladu is also the motor, the mobbing down, a lot of people are annoying, even though it says it's time close, a lot of people know you're not to say it, because some people say, rack, what about call myself? And even though it says Avadi Ladu get the skins, they Ladu get the shoes, and the less, no problem, people have an ahogo, even though again he says it's time close, he says that's the thing to numerous people, not say it's Hashi, say not say it's Hashi, rack, what call myself? Therefore, they point out, any time point going home to get a problem, much more enough to say, fishing for, yeah, but yeah, what happened to Rachel and Kol Ma'aser? What happened to Mitzvah of Zorish Shavoy?
But why did
that Zorish? He himself says it, because the Ma'aser, again, even though things are mortal, there's no time of time, it's for those couple of minutes, it's not a nice thing. You have to have that Zorish, Zorish means, you feel for that thing. And it does have a pain in that moment. No time of time, it's going to die from it. Yeah, there's not a Yehuda saying hunting, which we'll get to, we'll call to, but the Yehuda saying any type of meat before not Tzav al-Khayim. No by a Tzav al-Khayim, but still means it's glorious. They do, there is a some interesting shaman, Meister. What people do when they go fishing, a lot of people, they go fishing for the fun of it, and they take the fish and they say, we're not doing Tzav al-Khayim, we're throwing it back. Then they get, even the Yehuda, it's a Tzav al-Khayim, because I mean, even kill it. Like, it's like, the people like being Mahma Tzav al-Khayim, they throw it back. And that certainly doesn't really make sense. Let's say they don't have to tell us that you went hunting, fishing, and then they threw it back. But I'm not sure, again, I've been in camps that have lakes and they go fishing. I'm not sure what happened to Rachel Komaito. And I also see the kids when I was at camp and they told us to throw it back. It wasn't kosher, let's get kosher ones. There weren't anyone there. And I don't know what the point of that is. But even hunting ducks would be the same. Meaning, of course, Al Sakon will be a baya, Matashas will be a baya, Al Sabalchai will be a problem. The only problem is Rachel Komaito, which again, because it is mutter, but San Hogos, Mizak Zoros, the person should not have. So again, this is my mock, those one time, it's a tzar shiboy, by me says, the flower of the one fool that says it. Again, if you didn't shuvah, I was Gershuni, what's on the Masham. Now, if you're discussing case of Shabbos, you want to know, let's say you have a dead fish inside your fish tank. problem is when you live fish eat the dead fish and make them sick and they die. So you're not taking out the dead fish, mitzami mitalkum mukhtum. Says the Har Tzvi, al tzav alachayim, Har Tzvi, tzav alachayim. What's going to happen? Another fish is going to die. No tzav alachayim. No problem with tzav alachayim. Shmir Shabbos brings it down. There's no tzav alachayim. He brings down the Har Tzvi, others want to argue, but he brings down this concept. Those want time. There's no tzav alachayim when things are dying. Atzav alachayim. Atzav alachayim. The Maaseh says, the Yair Tzvi is discussing killing bugs and animals. He discusses killing them. And there he says which animals are left in tzav alachayim or not. Maaseh, it sounds like he killed them. It's tzav alachayim of Yisro. Moshe is discussing how to kill bugs. How to kill bugs, that's tzav alachayim, to elephant mutter. Again, he's discussing killing them. And again, he goes and gets involved with all the gdarm, and he sounds like also author. Just to me, I have a big baya. I have four two gemaras in Shabbos. I don't see anyone answer them. They're discussing the case of Yisro. The gemara by us, and Chav Ches discussing, when it fell to Amos Amayim. What's going to happen to Amos Amayim if you don't do primals also? What's going to happen? The Mishabuah says it's going to die. And therefore, you have a hefret at tzav alachayim. The case in Gemara is discussing a miso. Now, you tell me how long it takes to die, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm just curious, when you go hunting with a bow and arrow, do you always get a bullseye and dodge right away? Partially what happens, you hit, gets a leg, a run, chases, the blood comes out. Partially also not right away. Take 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes also. Partially, the way the Nazir is set up, he's not machal tzav alachayim. The Chubi and Mephorsh, Gemara Ba'os, is saying tzav alachayim is the right in the case of miso. Like a second case, Gemara Gamliel, the Gemara Kofim Dalim is. What's saying Gemara Gamliel? What's going to happen? This animal died. Next Gemara had died, Tab Alachayim de Reiso. So what? Maybe he knew he was going to die. No problem until he dies. So what's he going to want? Buy out. It's more cash. The fourth Gemara, two Gemara, buy even my Shabbos. You want something to buy in New York, but we shouldn't take out other times anyway. So why in the world, how can you come along and say there's no Tab Alachayim de Reiso? Again, the Dolah Kohen in the text middle of the Kuhas is or being on a Rav Yishan on Pesach Gold, there's no Tzav Lachayim B'Mitzvah. It says the Rav Yishan on Pesach Gold, anyway. The Maestro, I don't know two Gemara, I didn't see anyone else in Kasha. I do see the Rav Yishan by case of Shechito, the Rambam, Ban, the Kenneth all say, what's your story of Shechito on Tzav Lachayim? Now that's the case of Miso. They seem to say that's the whole reason why you're Shechito on Tzav Lachayim. Each one of them is right from that. And the Pasha before, there should be Tzav Lachayim by case of Miso also. I get before I was to give the course, I just double time my case to me, so. Now,
what do you mention to me, so? If you mention to me, so that's not that long time. If that was going to be given, then you're going to die. If you want to die,
what's the difference? The side is that things die, it's depending on the end. What's your side? It doesn't sound like the Nadibu saying we go hunting, yeah, you're a good hunter. It sounds like it's going to die, the wretch is going to die.
It's not that it's the same, it's not that it's the killer.
So both of them are, neither one tactics to kill it. I mean, what, hunting tactics to kill makes it better, less tired by the time, less tired? Why should make it less tired? And then Void, he can answer Gamil, he knew he was going to die. Like most Amish mind, again, Mishabur says, Kshani Mu, Amish mind said it was a lot of tired. Mishabur is not that way. Mishabur says, Amish mind, he says, Kodim Mishabur died. Mishabur says that. What is Mishabur? Mishabur, again, he was not taking the die. Could say it means a lot of tired. But again, the Rishonim and the Mishavua said, Pshat Amos of Maim is going to die. Again, to me it's more a problem only because it's Kasha. Fine, so again, so by Tzav Lachayim and Miso, again, we have the Gehudo, one thing right from the Moral Kulam. The Maestro says, there is no Tzav Lachayim and something is Miso. Mashaykin, again, the court from Al-Tzik, you see, this Tzav Lachayim and something is Miso. Maestro, how do you answer the Maestro Moral Kulam? They're getting Moral Kulam, they're saying, that by Kusanyar, want to visit, he has his white mules, he must say, if you want to be like Tzav Alachayim, if you want to kill the Baal Tashkos, my special size, what do the case of the Gemara, that seems to say there is no in the Tzav Alachayim when something dies. So, let's ask another question. First, this Klal of Te'elis, which Makor was the Indian, is there a head of Tzav Alachayim by the Te'elis? So, the Chumash Deshan Be'er and Chuvah already, he discusses, he says that, bring down the mission and of Kedushim that says all animals created in this world, Shkili Nebo Eilu Fos, and therefore, since it's created for us, we can do whatever the animal tells us, whatever is good for us. And then he says, I bring your eye, how can you put any passages in animals back? He doesn't like it, not enjoyable, tell the territories. It's not about a family tells the water. Therefore, the Ramah brings down, and have an end of the Simhei, the end of the Kedalot. He says, but any ta'elis of a person is mutter, no, it's not about a time. The example he says is, let him go over to a bird, to go to his feather, and whip out the feather to make a quill to write with. I lie, so what? Does not do it twice, it's midah glorious. But al tzav alachayim mice is mutter. Again, the service here, that something is mutter, mitzah tzav alachayim, the elephant mutter, al tzav alachayim, don't rip it out. It says in the Ramah, therefore, any Te'elas, the type of Ruach Kedoshah is more to the Tshuva by the Shvat Yaakov, and numerous places discussed, that testing medicine on animals is a mutter also. Not only is it a great today in the society, they come along and say, based upon the Shvat Yaakov, the Ramah, 100% is mutter. Then again, they are again, the animal are for us, I are Te'elas, no Bayam Tad Tabal Haim. What he says, even though the Ramah says the meat is nervous, he wants to tie them, that's definitely the case, we do it by Zion. Says Shvat Yaakov, let's say he put poison, in the case that they were putting poison to an animal, not poison, putting medicine with the animal, he'll swallow, see if it works, if the world happens, if it doesn't work, it's going down his stomach. So the Lamaisa, what happens? It's swallowing it, it's a grum of later on. It's like grum, but there's no end of even of Midan Abzorius. What's that going to be a dying? There's no even an end of Abzorius. Therefore, the Shvat Yaakov ends up and says, there's no Midan Abzorius at all, and when the case is not be a dying. And therefore, it says, Abad, all the flesh can be down for medical reasons, Abad is mortal. Therefore, they're not a Hudim Tignona by going hunting. He says, we're not having Marathon in his Ellis, far post our place, given the Amor, we're down to his nation. To Elsa, Vada is Mutter, 100% is Mutter. Now, this is the Kasha, to Elsa is Mutter. The Pitkos Ben Yod says, I have animals with white bills in my house. They're Mazak people. Let me rip out its spleen wine so it should not kick you with four heads. Says, Rebbe, no, stop, I'll tell you. Tell us. So let me ask another question. Let's say you're a kid who likes taking cats and swinging them around, watching them fly, you left the tail in your hand and they go flying against the wall. Yeah, I've seen them sure once in a while, the British family do that. Fine. He enjoys it, to Ellis. You know, I like taking magnifying glass by the sun, burning the ends. To Ellis. Is that, my son, anything I want to do is definitely get a to Ellis. So that's the question. To Ellis has to be relative to the tzar and a fear and a good to Ellis. That's the question. No one argues in that fault. Therefore, come on the free Yitzchak and Shalom Eishiv and others, that once we understand these Sarah to Ellis does not mean stop something I want, I do. That's definitely get up to Ellis. Has to be a fear to Ellis, worth the desire and a good to Ellis. Therefore, the one time, what's going on over here? To whip the Ba'etzim, he had his rules over here. Ba'etzim is mortar. Came along Rabbi and Mitabis Chasidus. They want to say, you have Hezek in the house, I don't want to come to the house. But the Fikos Ben Yor was allowed to have these white mules. Now, you want to be over its leg and rip out its spleen. Why should not kick? That's why it's not a fear to Sarah to Ellis. True, but my sir, it would have been maybe to Ellis. But if you walk around the next couple of years with it was limping and it cannot walk, so do you want Rebbe to go visit? That's not fair. You have to judge the desire versus the Ellis, your boy. Masha and Kenny Gimon goes on saying, killing it, then it's going to die. How the terrible this can be for 1 second. Therefore, if that stop, by the time it will not happen, therefore, says Rebbe, Balpasha. But Etem, even by Mitzvah, says, Priyat Kotachal, Mesha, but there is Tzah Balachayim. Except there's a case of Kashim, there's a case of Te'elis. You have to judge Te'elis for Tzah Balachayim. You have to know Te'elis would be good Te'elis. To be oike the regal, it's not fair. You might have walked around for years that way, not fair this time. Therefore, you have no head to Tzah Balachayim. In fact, more, let's kill it. Kill it. Then there's no Tzah Balachayim. Why not be killed? Killing is no Tzah Balachayim. Because it's Te'elis. I want Rebbe to go visit me. It's 1 second pain for Rebbe to come inside my house. It's Te'elis over here. Te'elis? No, not no. That's Pshan the Sugil. For Yitzchak, love, Shalom Eishiv, and all those things down right there. That's how you can answer up the Night of Yudas Kasha. The evil, again, before, once you answer up this Gemara, going back to our Sugil, the Gemara of us, either on Kukhov Chet, or the Dalit, you see, there is Dalit time of Yitzchak, before there is an end of Sabal Chaim. Now, even in the case of the Elis, Kamal Ramoshi, is interesting too, about how do you kill bugs? How should you kill bugs? You have a choice to discuss is to use basically a fly swatter or to use fly paper. Which one is better to use? Blade or the blue light that zaps them. It says, before it's better to not do something like to be dying. You're most comfortable with saying, I'll speed up so I'm not too much to be dying. So then, Moshe, the Kura Bada, with the LF, he says, you like killbugs. 100% you like to. They're bothering you, the bees, the flies, the mosquitoes. They're pain, they bother you. But it says, if in option, how exactly to kill them? He says, better to do what? Pick grandma, then it's not the middle of the earth that might be dying. You should not teach yourself mitzvah zaksorius, come to Maitre Ritzicham, therefore you should not be doing a big dime, do a Maitre and grovel. If you can't not, he does discuss Aishchito, Maitre, mitzvah zaksorius, doing a big dime. He says, no, Maitre, case of a mitzvah my genus. And they discuss by case of Eri Dacha, or a Chaimah Kodesh, and mitzvah my genus, I can kill people. But when it's not a mocha mitzvah, how can you do a big dime? What should the Kanabi show? Mitzvah zaksorius, Rachmom, Kamatzvah, Gamut, Smutter. So you have a choice how to kill these things, best to, not to do a big dime. Therefore they discuss, let's say you already caught your mouse, a rat in your house, or a zero, which I have experience with. Might say, what to do with it? You have a choice. You guys either take rats and smash on the rat's head. As the others, who just you ever see it, it's disgusting. You have another way, or you can just flush down the toilet, or they don't fit in from that. But if your choice has to kill these things once a quarter already, you might just leave them there, you might just, it looks terrible. It depends what type of trap you have. You have the trap that with the glue, the mama should rip the skin off. We have the other ones that are just the snap on. Probably feed them to cats, keep them being fed to cats sometimes. But if you should not like to do if you die, your choice to give it to a cat with a smash on the head, or who should give it to a cat if you have that option?
I
got it from the last week. You try to give it to a cat, and the cat was afraid and ran away. So you have to.
Fine.
That's us. That's not you doing it anymore. Not you doing it. Mice, the elephant, the motor. Not you doing it anymore. Mice, the zapper, the fly swatter. Some say the mice, the zapper, they eventually figure it out. So you know, fly swatter might do a better job. It's not. Depends. If you have a good, if you get a zapper, fine. If you can't, fine. If they do this a good of a job, and you don't want to get a zapper, get a zapper over 5 minutes. But of course, for now, what the Moshe also discussed is what about by Sablachim by case of Hefker? You have these cats you out, you know, they hear them cry, he wants some milk. You know, didn't Sablachim, you have to go feed them, give them a bowl of milk, they lost some milk. Maestro, Sablachim. The Moshe says, you said of Sablachim, it's not going when it's your own animal, you have to feed it to go feed it. When it's a case of Hefker, there's no Sablachim, this kid causes sire to it. Can hit it, can chase it, can do whatever, cause. You cannot be kumbar say to go to Tzabal HaChaim. However, Sheva Taisa says Rana is not in the Tzabal HaChaim. It's true, it's gospel in the Maisa Rivka. Why just go feed the Gemolim of Eliezer, the Shalom of the Ith al Tzabal HaChaim, to the Chiv to anyway? What's the great chesed of Tzabal HaChaim? So the Moshe says, no Chiv to, it's not her animal. No Din she has to go kumbar say to go take other people's animals. The whole Din is only what? You have no, only had the Chiv not to kumbar say to cause that. But about your own other animals down on the street, you see them inside, you have no Chiv to go take care of them. Again, you have things sometimes you see on the side of the road, things that are bizarre, you have no chiv to go take care of them. The chiv is only on your own animal, or not to physically come about say cause tzar to other animals, says the Moshe and Shuvah.
But isn't
it? Yeah. You can't die knocking for my stuff, there's an Indian tool, but not inside of the
Moshe.
Yeah, that's it. Now, just to go from the Sugya, we also have this. File up to Ellis come according to answer the sugar we had yesterday in Nakhus and Dalal base. The more over there is disgusting. Again, there was meal had on his back of his animal, his honey, and that food was turned to chaymus and vinegar. And the Gemara says, what happened to open off the sack, they'll pull down top pillow, the last cream of color. Therefore, what happened if meal left on the animal's back, we might say he died. In fact, the more Tabal Chaim is direct. What's that? The whole Tabal Chaim is direct. What's the most kasha Tzabal HaChaim is there? What's the more common to say? What should you go through in that case? So we have Machlokes Kol, the Sugya Rashi, which we'll go by us being examined, Taisi Rosh, Taisi Rosh and Psof, Taisi Rosh and Sugya. He comes along and says, the most kasha is, Tzabal HaChaim, let's open up the packages, let them fall down, and Vatakli Mechalai, and if Mechalai says, Vatakli Mechalai Kola Yoyim, to see that what happens, and they have to move out to Vatakli Mechalai Kola Yoyim. The Shemi, the Rabban, the Rashi, the Kodesh Malach, the Kodesh Rashi says not true. He said Tzabal HaChaim, what's the Lord, what's the Kasha? And what says, you should open up and let it fall and break. Not fall and patch it. But the Tzabal HaChaim is not going to be in the Vatican of Chanei Kol HaYoyim. They have opened up and let it break. So Pesham is Sigur, we want the Tzabal HaChaim to write, the Rabban Kodesh Rashi. First, the Rashi and the Rabban, Rashi says, what, again, let it fall and do the Vatican of Chanei, and what's Kol HaYoyim. And the Rabban Rashi says, no, Kol HaYoyim, you can't all come and say, what happens, open up and let it break. Based on this, Rashi comes with Magar Vom and says, you see from here that Hefzim Ruvom Evatikim Mechumim Lamaita is Mutal Kol HaYoyim. Why? The fact that he's not talking about Bani Rashi will let it break. He says, that's all, and Evatikim Mechumim Kol HaYoyim. Come on, the Alokha Bini Nabot Mahalkum, and he has a certain cryptic word that says there's a way to answer it. And of course, the way to answer is really back to the Kfalot to Elis. Come on, the Samsoyim, it's a cash of Bethlehem Rabban. Rabban is saying what? Open up and let it fall and break. He says, Rabban himself writes by the Sugya Shulach HaKan, that the side of Tzabal HaChaim is only when you're doing it inside Behemoth. So the other the person is not in Tzabal HaChaim, to Elson Motor. So the Rabban of Yerai, not the patch in the back of an animal. So you see, by Tzabal HaChaim, to Elson Motor, that is Motor. He says, V'oidel Amtei Kashin V'omitia, but it's often in the Fikhoid, there's no Dim Priko. Why not? Why should Tzabal HaChaim the animal? Why? Because I go first. First and beat an animal, plain and simple. So what's the Gemara over here saying? The Gemara over here saying, what happened to Tzabal HaChaim? They open up the break. Who's Tzabal HaChaim? He has to move up. Let's leave the animal. What the Banaraj was saying was, open it up, let it break. And we'll let it open up, let all the cage, the rash, and the chayim itself fall and break. Dabal chayim shu is odin deraisa. But what beat out? To elus beat out. Tzarek od beat out. So one of the Banaraj that all the chayim breaks the rash favorite. This is a plea to me on the Banaraj, like Tzarekhiyin. How will you answer again? Therefore, come on the Chidush around and said, let's jump right in Rashi. Rashi understands. The reason over here, we're saying Tzabal HaChaim, is to open up a load, drop and break, and put it break the body here, come say, put the tools there, because Tzabal HaChaim, because you cannot let it break. Let's stay the animals back. Let's stay the animals back. Therefore, we start Tzabal HaChaim, he wants to put your pills and blanket there, and the box clean up all of it. That's the Chidush around. Now, the Chazanish and the Mishmura say, I'm the ritual answer to the Kasha. The mice, the riches we have now is not the riches they had. That riches came out in the 1990s. The riches they had then is what we call Chidush Eirab. And therefore, the Mishmur again says one line in the Chazanish of the Mubariches, says they answered this kasha. The Rashi really holds, Tzabal HaChaim, the reason why the Mavata Kli, it's not in that case specifically, it's not Pshat the Mavata Kli Kol Yoyim Mitzad Efter Ruvo. That's not the answer. You know what the answer is? Tzabal HaChaim is beating it out. Tzabal HaChaim is the story of it. It says Tzabal HaChaim will be Mavata Kli. And when there is no Tzabal HaChaim, it won't be Mavata Kli. Not Pshat again, remember, folks, to be able to have you open up the package and let it fall, is it after some, what happened, let it break. For Mavata Kli Makonoi, the Mavata Kli Makonoi said what? That we see over here, Rashi, let it fall, Mavata Kli Makonoi, Kol Yoyim. It says the Rad, it's Hanish, Mishnevua, no way at all. It's only in one case, Tzabal HaChaim is being Mavata Kli. It's not the story that Hefta Meruba is being Mavata Kli. Hefsimuva does not be biblically. Hefsimuva Kol Yoyim is also. Tzabal HaChaim is beating biblically. Because you don't have to let it break. Why let it stay the animals back? And Tzabal HaChaim is beating biblically. That's what Mishmur get in one line what he's answering. But it comes out, it sounds like over here, we have machlokes over here. A very strange machlokes that what? The Ramban is saying there is no Hefsimuva Rashi. Is there Hefsimuva Kol Yoyim? Why not only that, Ramban and Rashi are jumping on Rashi and they're saying what? My side of the world, why can you fill the blankets and let it break? Who the same, you started saying before, look at the argument he said over here, judge to Ellis versus Tzabal HaChaim. You have to judge one versus another. Rashi seems to understand Tzabal HaChaim is enough to be able to calling. Now, Rabban is saying, no, Meister is not enough to Ellis, because Allah said so, the Kli Mokhalim should be to Ellis, and Hefsim will also be out to Ellis. They seem to be arguing how much is to Ellis and this one against Ellis, and what beats out what? Rashi understanding Tzabal HaChaim beats out a bit of Kli Mokhalim. The Rabban will say, no, Meister let it break. Point. El Meister does some echoes there after he says a stick with Antep Rashi. He says after the comes in the Chidushei Ritva and he writes who is the Chidushei Ritva. Some echoes says, can you do it? That's the Ramban. That's around. That means once again, I don't know if the Chodesh Mishmur say that, but Meister when it says Ritva in the Be'al Loch by us, it's a Ritva of all, but it does not mean the Ritva. It means the Ritva didn't have. It means the Ramban, the answer is Pshan Rashi. And if there's no man walking Rashi, I'll have to call you. Now again, from our Sigil, Abortan Simishin Hayes, if you test, you see that Tzabal HaChaim beats Pitzkin Mokhonoi. Well, the whole of Mikhtas here, some of us may be calling it. What happens, let's say this animal fell into Amit Samayim, and you cannot myself put pulls of blankets, you don't have anything, let's say it's Mokhon, that's a Mokhon Shisra, we can't carry anything over there. The Tzabal HaChaim only beats Pitzkin Mokhonoi, the Tzabal HaChaim beats all Mokhon. Which one is the beat? Is the beat Pitzkin Mokhonoi or the beat all Mokhon? So Betzim B'Shibur B'Tam is Makhloikis, Magaram, by us, in Simon Shinei, he writes, they cannot compare Shvosim one to another, and says Tzabal HaChaim beat Bidul Kli, but does not beat all Mokhsas, and therefore you have a no head to Tzabal HaChaim on all Mokhsas on Shabbos. El Rabba says no. El Rabba quotes the Riyaz, and the Sugin says no. The Gemara is saying, you have a choice of taking out the Tzabal HaChaim, putting it under the Amit Samayim Kalim, but let's say you cannot put Kalim over there, it's not the Tzabal HaChaim, beats all Mokhsas. Come on, the Mishabuah being done both sheetahs. Is there Tzabal HaChaim? Do you have a head to Tumtal Kamokso? The poil, again, you have one over, you take up an animal with the Tzar and Shabbos. Do we have a right to Masugya Tzabal HaChaim beat? All Mokses are only Bittul Kli. Mishabuah being done by Chodesh is Al Pasukini. The Chazanish does pass them all this moment. The Chazanish, the Vein again, it's so, in the early when Chazanish, in the 1940s, 1930s, by the case of milking a cow on Shabbos. Milking is in the Reis of Zosh. See, the pills that came off in the 1930s and 1940s, they always were going around to do it. In this country, over in Eretz Yisrael, came along, there were only Yidden, and they didn't want Arabs around, and the problem was causing a lot of attacks to animals. If you're not express the milk from the davim on Shabbos. You have to have tzav alachayim to do the ma'aseh v'yadayim. The ma'aseh, you have to have tzav alachayim. Being metalkul milk, so you have to or not. One is mitzados. Mitzados to say, make sure it goes oil is evil. To be tasted to rabbonim. What else? Do you have a heavy mitzad being metalkul milk or not? Some of the chadmish, again, all the hanhogas of all the kibbutzim went this way, and therefore, Klaus and Iker among all the swam went this way. We passed in like the Ali Ravo. They want to be together, right? Now, so you can do that just like tzav alachayim beats biblically mechonik. Who it is, tzav alachayim also beats. Dinam mukso. And therefore, the swam discussed numerous cases built upon this. And once we pass in the Be'ikra to El Rabo, again, the Meshavua is Mesopic, or the Mol Maitre Machmur, or Shabbos Machmur, or Shulam Machmur, after Hashem, the Meshavua is going to make on the phone, the Pallet will be make on by Tzav Lachan, we pass in the right, and therefore, Tzav Lachan beats all cases of mukso. Now, there is, and it is brought down in Timon Shinei, it's a tough next to Lachi, the choice of using a Goy or a Yid, but Tzav Lachan to go use a Goy. That Poshet, Shkosh Shvus, Rosh and Shuvah, again by the Sukkah by us, Baba Samayim says to express milk from the animal, says to Rosh himself, go use a guy. Again, you have no guy, those want to be makeable, but you have a guy, you know, my says, of course, Rosh, Chav Gzam, and Vada, by Tabachim, I go to Kola Day, so Vada is Moshe. Only Shalz of the Yid, and then Hoga seems to be makeable. By Shkosh Shvus, by every example, all the swarm are discussing, let's say women with my neighbor, let's say in the nursing. In the beginning, sometimes it's hard, it causes them sour, they don't nurse, the data doesn't work, what does that do? So based upon this, they want to say they have sour also, so they have to apply nostril one time also. Therefore, they say put inside a clean detergent, therefore, it's a dosh, but it's for evil. And the eighth they say grade is to put on the time clock, the pump is very hard, and they connect it up before the time clock goes on, that's your problem inside a Lucas Shaboy. That's usually the easiest way of doing it, it's not getting involved in any real shadows after the person say. Again, if you have a fire, what you should do is put on the time clock, you should attach yourself before the time clock goes on, and then of course only my son drama, then we'll put those on the evil, and the saddle might be motor. Again, Mishmuz will not compare the Rabban to our bottoms. You have to judge every case, you have to know every case. The Tzabachan wants to be Mokso, but we have to judge every case. We get the Sigurd Tzav, Inkli Nittel, or Tzav Dover Nittel. So the Sigurd here also come over to Rishon and discuss, if you pass an Inkli Nittel, or Tzav Dover Nittel, and you put a bowl of milk in front of a cat, then why is this Inkli Nittel, or Tzav Dover Nittel? That's not what the bowl is made for. So the Arzuru said, just like it's Doichel, Matkin Lachoma, you want to say it's also Doichel, ain't clean little. Tashem, the Shlomo, and Arzuru's also not from Bez, and Gimel say, no. Only you lack, you can bring in a food, who said you can bring in a bowl. So you notice, so you ain't clean little, it's a Doichel, Tabal Chaim, and that's also what you show them. Now, again, so we have this Plum of Tabal Chaim. Which animals apply this in the Tabal Chaim? The different animals, there's Chaya, there's Behemoth, there's Oyim, there's fish, there's bugs. There's a going to be sold. That's seven different things are listed. What exactly, which animal apply the Tzav Alchayim, which one don't? First, the Chai Behemah Oif, let's look at one group. They apply Tzav Alchayim. So we start off from the beginning with my Malkum before Tzav Alchayim. It's either from the Inu Adam Tazav Imo, if someone says from the Chsimo. So the Adam Tazav Imo apply by case of a Chai Behemah Oif. Does it apply or not? So, Mike is the first Mishnah in the fifth paragraph of Baba Kamo, where they discuss the Epichod, Epichobar, Epichol Behemah. That it either has the field of bor or la parsha hasina, it's from the kefil, shabbos peda, pikel uchasimo. They apply all this inim and mishnah says v'chein chayev oif yosebem. Why say shor v'bor? Why kushbaku? Why tayus speaks v'hayva? So before the mishnah that says chasimo and the inim of pikel chasimo both apply chayev beiman oif. That's close before the mishnah that says applies to it. Therefore, v'al sabachayim applies to it. That's close. What about the fish? Now again, we mentioned before when the people got going fishing. Is there any Tzav Alchayim by fish? Now come along with Yad Yehuda, I'm not interested in Yad Yehuda on your day, it's in your Gimel. He wants to tie up that we see that there are certain animals that have to eat, but certain ones don't. The fact he says that you can take fish and eat it alive, but we don't see that any Indian in the Torah that you cannot eat it alive. But one day we see clear from the Torah that it's not kosher al nafshom, that there's no Tzav Alchayim on fish. No Tzav Alchayim on fish. And the Nishma Shabbos, the Osu Shabbos, he wants to know the Chachmei Teva say that fish don't have any sensory system, and therefore they're not Tzav Alchayim. Now, again, the Yehuda comes from the Sugi, one time he's like Yitzim B'chayim, and he's coming from the Tzias. Now the Tzias, I'm going to leave to the side. I don't know the Matthias. Do they have a sensory system or not? I don't know who the Chachmei Teva is. Maybe get involved with the worm. I have no idea. Get involved with Matthias. If they're scientists, and that's not for me. Maisa, if you assume they have no tzar, it's not they have no tzar. Let's say you assume that physically they do have a tzar. Is it in the tzar bal chayim? So Maisa says the Yavitz, when discussing the in the tzar bal chayim, it's in Kofiyot or Kofidal, he's discussing a case of feeding fish before you eat. He seems to mention the tzar bal chayim. If some Sefer says, he says, you want to tell me the whole Yisrael Yoshkin tzar bal chayim, he says, what do you mean? By Chagosman fish, which is only not in the Shechito. As I'm saying in Tshuva, he says the same right in the Yehuda, but says, and therefore it can't be the third Shechito of Tzav al-Chaim. Not the way of the Yad Yehuda. And therefore, that, again, the Shemir Shabbos being on high speed, discussing about fish tanks. What do you do on Shabbos? There are two, again, if you have, we discussed before, and mentioned the case, you have fish tanks with the dead fish, because you let the other ones eat them. So the Har Tzvi of Tzav al-Chaim, what Tzav al-Chaim is this? You see the Har Tzvi and the Shemir is saying, there is Tzav al-Chaim on fish tanks. Well, in other cases, the person discussed practically on Shabbos, if you ever have a fish tank, the Matthias is, they lay babies, they lay eggs. When they have these babies, what you're supposed to do is, when you know the mother's pregnant, you're supposed to take it out, put it in a separate container, let it lay eggs. If it's not, what happens, the other ones are going to eat the babies. That's Matthias, that's what you do. Anyone with a fish tank knows, you put them in a separate container, let them grow for a couple of days, come up bigger, they let them back in the fish tank, and no one eats them. Now, the first couple of days, the big fish will eat the little fish. Come on, with Shemir Shabbos, and discusses, when they lay the babies on Shabbos, what exactly to do? The mice can take out the babies and put them in the small container. Take the mother, put them in the small container. The mice is the problem with Tzav Balachayim. And Mital Tumut could be Tzav Balachayim. The first is he assumed called is Tzav Balachayim by fish. That's number one. Number two, he gets involved. The mice are going to die. Gets involved with the heart with the Nadav Yehuda, the Tzav Balachayim. But Misa, he's not clear with that. He rather brings down on the bottom from the Zalman, over here you have no head. Even though maybe Mital Tumut you have head, over here not. Because since it's a natural procession of life that the big ones eat the little ones, that the cycle of chayim, everyone knows that the big fish eat the crust, we eat the shrimp, we eat the worms, that's the natural procession of chayim and cycle. Therefore it says no heter mitzvah tzav al chayim. Fine, so that, since that's a natural cycle, we'll say simply there's no heter. But again, we see the fact that the place of discussing and moving either the dead fish out or the babies out, it's tzav al chayim by case of fish. Boy, the Kuri looked in the Mishnah by case of chasimu, it says over there in the Mishnah of Kama, it says chayis behemoth and life. What happened to the fish? That's why it's so over there. And who's the fish? So he says that it is shaykh adam tazim imoy by fish if they're carrying things on their back. So it happened to the fire. Eich nam nisai does apply to them. No, then the Gemara's case, slept the boat, mask, like Gemara. So he had such, so we see, it's shaykh adam tazim, it was too heavy, he had to help him slept the boat. Also, is it tzav al chayim in the case of chagovim by grasshoppers, and often you have to get chagav, take it and bite it off. Eat up when it's fine, or mice they fry, they bite up, let it eat what's alive. Then come on the Yad Yehuda. It says again, his my mom, there's no different shechita. You see, again, the law is no tzav al chayim chagovim. The same way come on some things, that's not carried. The fact is, we see it's no right for shechita, but right, it's chagovim. Mice are bad, it's tzav al chayim. Fine, so if it's again, eating chagovim alive or not, what to do with it? Mice, if you're eating it with the Alice, mice, you like to taste it more, but stop, go with chagovim. But the wing is according to some flavor, certainly it's a derived of tzav al chayim, and certainly, rachma kolmaisa b'mitzvah zorah, such glory. What about these small bugs and jukes and these cockroaches that crawl around the place? Is it a tzav al chayim? It's come on the yipet, you want to say a chiddush, you want to say the whole yisrael of tzav al chayim is only received from adatat imoy, sima priko, or animals that are bnei malacha, to do work for you. Behemoth, chayim, oifet, listen to do work for you. Once they cat, it's the mice. Even discussed if mice have a tellus or not. But the mice, he says, I think they have no tellus at all, they're not the name of Malacha, there's no inner received in the Torah. That is in the Tzav al Chayim. And if it says, these is Ruvim and the Molim, and Jukim, Shuats, and the Malacha, it says, a body can kill them, no, in the Tzav al Chayim. Yeah, Chayim, Yadei, Kut, Tazayim, Jidam, Shtumach, and Shubah, says, a body, since there's such small animals, no, in the Tzav al Chayim. The mice, though, you mentioned before in the very emotion Shubah, he's discussing how the world to kill these. Jukim and Shabbos is better at a gromo or they might say daim. But Moshe, we first see that it is Tzav al Chayim by Misa, number one. Number two, we see on bugs of Tzav al Chayim. And he says, Moshe, how to kill them? To Ellis, you have a heter. To Ellis, he says, what group of gromo not be a daim? See, Clover, Moshe, not go that way. Chom, but they heal them all kinds of way. The Itzim Chayim can ask you this question. He says, to kill them, Moshe is more to you. He says, however, it's not to you have no heter. So, Chut mitzabes for Rachmul Chom, Moshe, mitzabes for. But even without that, even though the Yaivas want to finish totally upon B'nai Malach and the new, Maisa Moshe and all others disagree that Titan is Tzav al Chayim even by all types of animals, even by these flies and bugs. What about my people? Is it Tzav al-Chai, my people? Now, they did the Chavos Yoreh, and Yimshu would discuss this Indian Rabbah. And they discussed, they want a time to come on the Chavos Yoreh, and he wants to say, this Indian Tzav al-Chai is my animals. Why? Because my sir, whatever they feel, they have pain commands. My she'en kein. So the person, having less severe diet, he still controls his emotions, should control his pain. Okay, so they're discussing a coin, when it's going to be run outside, there's a tomb in the house, he went outside, it's snowing outside, closing the outside, the heaven is at Tzav al-Chai, it's snowing, it's freezing outside, it's -20, and the convener is in his PJs, the mice is tomb inside the house, he ever heading to Tzav al-Chai. He says, I'm going to Suvei Daita, calm himself down, he brings Rashi against the Sukkah, which God is against Rashi, Pashtun, and Sukkah, he wants to say, I'm going to Suvei Daita.
Is
the
rest of
them? What?
Is the rest
of them? By tomb. I don't know the case. But the Yisrael Shabbat, he wants to have a Suvei Daita. But either being down with Advaz and Shuvah, Advaz says the fact that the person put on his own back these packages, Sizachayas. Why in the world do you put the package on his own back? Therefore, there's no Din Tzav al-Chai. Now, obviously, that's different with the Torah, it's coming from different Afkaminas, but they bring down their Advaz and the Chavsel, they want to point out, they want to say there's no Din Tzav al-Chai by a person. Now, the Maestro, there's a big tumult and that's so on that. The Maestro does come out, everyone does point out, everyone agrees, let's say you have a kid, 1-year-old kid. You can't have a time to have a Suvei Daita. You can't have a time, you should not put the package upon his back. That's Maestro, he's not worse than an animal. A time is only a kid, but Maestro is difficult to travel a time to call a day. And if you want the Chavos Yoreh himself, by also the Simon Shin Yadal, he himself writes the Agav, that if, let's say a kid's locked up inside the room, a Maestro, he can't calm himself down inside the room. He says the travel a time, if it can break down the door. He says to the Rabbi, oh, you break down the door. And the Chavos Yoreh himself says, by kid about the Tzav al-Chai. And they point out, he says the Pele Yois, and he writes the Sefer, that let's say your kid's crying and he wants people to help him out. And some, you ignore your kids, why? Let him cry, let him cry. Also, he says, Din. My sister, you're dealing with it. Din, they're right for Tzav al-Chai. Now, also, he says, Din, he'll answer. I was busy. I said, give him other things to Ellis. I had other things that others show up to him. But damn, to ignore kids that are crying. So the Pele Yois, also, he says, Din. You're dealing with Dinder Reis of Tzav al-Chaim. My sister, the kids, the holidays, the mice of Tzav al-Chaim, because you don't have a time to have a Lashim and Daitri. But when they come along, Musa Koyim, they want to point out that they want to agree on this Chavos Yoreh, and they want to agree on the Radbaz, the Chidon, and Berk Yosef, that we must be curious that way. One time, though, the mice circles like this is Matavis right now. The mice, you can't have a time to always have Tzav al-Chaim. The mice, there is a lot of time. The mice, they do want to argue, what's saying, all people is in your Tzav al-Chaim. That's the Pasha that the Kohen want to go, and they want to know. The Vazi is Tzav al-Chaim, a sight on people, a sight on animals. Again, there are certain cases you can argue why put the package on his back. Good Taino. You can argue maybe L'Suvei Daitei, but let's say you can't L'Suvei Daitei. The Kolade is the Vazi Nichol Tzav al-Chaim by a person. Now, what's the Tzav al-Chaim of the person? Let's take an example. You see this Arab, let's say, carrying a refrigerator on his back and his arm. You see it sometimes, they're slapping these things. Yeah, I'll give you a help. My Tzav al-Chaim is very heavy, very hard. Never try to carry it. I don't know how these guys do it. So again, the Chavos Yoreh by us and our sugya Reis HaMachlov, we say from Makor HaChaim, he comes along, he says by Reis HaMachlov, he says that the Tzav al-Chaim on the Baal Chai, his words are Mishum Baal Chai. Why? I feel behemoth goy is chmir megufoy. That even Tzav al-Chaim and even Amos HaMayim, the goy falls inside the water, the animal goy, Tzav al-Chaim is chomer in the goof of the goy. Said the Chavos Yoreh, Tzav al-Chaim is an goy's animal. But not the goy. Now the Yashiv is brought down the earth from Matzia. He said, "The Vadat Tzav al-Chaim, they write a lekker of a goy. Why? Toshim gehev and horak, let them die. Don't care about them. We hope they die. We don't care about them. No interest. They are something that we should not look up to, respect, and we stay away from them. But we do not have a din of Tzav al-Chaim to give them. Mitzad Tzav al-Chaim, they write so. Gimlach mo'afay, if one we can't die." In the beginning, second parak of the Psalm, he writes over there, Tzav al-Chaim applied to a goy. He says, a vadi cannot learn up a behemoth. You know why? Because a vadi behemoth is more mechuba than a goy. A vadi behemoth is more mechuba than a goy. Don't bring a right behemoth. It's more of an Indian that's mechuba than a goy. It's nice that we have no right from a behemoth, says the Rebbe Cholim. Rabbi Asher goes away in the Chavos Yoreh. Now, Sukkiah, Mamash Reis HaMachlov, he says that even when the animal is Tzav al-Chaim, even the animal is Goy, but not to the Goy himself, is Chavos Yoreh for the Goy. If I'm going to check the Tzav al-Chaim. Maestro, it is a Tzav al-Chavos, Tzav al-Chavos, and Shuvah, he wants to make a Masoik, we shine him out of it. He wants to say that Ben Yonah says that Tzav al-Chaim applies anyone to the Tzav al-Malikim. Ben Yonah says it applies Tzav al-Chaim even by person. which gets involved in machlokes rishonim and paskim, is it tzel malakin by goyin? Depends how you learn the Mishnah in August. But he does point out that the same chassidim says the tzav alachayim only on the chaveru yisrael, and the Rashi and Shuvah says tzav the yisrael. Again, these are trying to say it's tzav by first the Rashi and the Ben Yoyin tzav chassidim, and the losh is yisrael. Therefore, the tzav b'chok matanis, and he wants to end off the locha of tzav alachayim is only applies to a yisrael and not to a goyin. Goyin is less madrega; it's even less than an animal. Even an animal on a different level, and the goyin might be even less than an animal. So again, Chor, we pass the Tzav al-Chaim with the Raiso. Chor, Ma'asugil, again, I don't have a good territory, why is not Tzav al-Chaim that gave the Misa Shibai? Chor, again, Tzav al-Chaim with the Elsa Mutu, you have to judge to Elsa first how much the Tzav being cost to the animal. And what do we say Tzav al-Chaim on? The Moshe says on all animals, even on a person, and Chor and a goyin, those one time did not afford even Tzav al-Chaim. No, I'm buying the Pashmet all person Tzav al-Chaim. That's the bigger the person go. Yeah, that's the Pashmet. Why do you have to, do you have a ton of those who may write that now? So, things I'm paying, you have to, even if Pabbas Yoh abuse in that case. If the nurse of person is a guy, yeah, I'm paying. I'll tell you the guy, sorry. And the Yeshchol. This is Messiah. Maisa, they do point out, Moni Vomis, okay, he says, that Tzai's lost three traits. One of the main traits we have, we are Rachmanim. That's our nature, that's our instinct. We are Rachmanim. We are Rachmanim Kol Maisa. Without the lack of the Rachmanim, still, that's one of our essence. Sometimes we have other emotions that override the feeling of Rachmanim, but we have to always be Magus. That's our innate nature and our innate desire of our being is to have Rachmanim Kol Maisa. In fact, the desire to have not to be forced to anybody. Thank you.